Chapter 14, Luna City Hospital. The hospital could have been a small-town doctor's office. If Callie remembered correctly, it had a total staff of 4, one doctor and 3 nurses. Sometimes an intern doing a rotation on the moon, but not always. The waiting room could have been the same one from the mortuary, just with different colored walls and chairs. It probably was. At heart, Luna City was a lot of standardized rooms and furniture. A half dozen people sat in the plastic chairs. A few of them shot angry glares at Callie and Jake. "Need the doctor," Jake told the tired-looking man behind the desk. He tapped the caretaker badge on his shoulder. The nurse opened his mouth as if to begin a spiel, and an older woman stepped out from a back room. She raised her eyebrows, snow white against brown skin, and glanced at the two of them.
"Not a good time, Jake. One of you get hurt during the breach?"
"Sort of,"
said Callie, displaying her wrist. The doctor peered at it.
"Those aren't much more than scrapes. Barely even break the skin. Fingernails?"
"Good guess."
"You're hardly the first person on the moon to get clawed by fingernails,"
she told Callie.
"Wash it out. Come see one of the nurses later if it—"
"No time," said Jake. "She needs to get it cleaned and then hit with antibiotics, antifungals, anything you've got."
"It's not that bad," said the doctor. "And I've got more pressing—"
"Full blood work, too."
The older woman raised one eyebrow this time.
"Want to tell me what this is about?"
"You'll hear soon enough," the doctor scowled.
"It's probably best if you just run the tests for now," said Callie with a glance at Jake. "Explaining could take a long time. Better safe than sorry, right?"
The older woman bit her lip thoughtfully.
"You're new, right? I haven't seen you before."
"Callie Washington. I just got up here a few weeks ago."
"Ravima Tavas."
She shot a look at Jake, then guided Callie into a back room.
"Wait here,"
she called back over her shoulder. Jake let out an impatient sigh, but stayed behind. Tavas pointed Callie at an examination table.
"Push your sleeve up as high as it can go. Better yet, just take your arm out of the sleeve altogether." "Why? You were in a fight, weren't you?"
Callie bit her lip. She glanced back at the waiting room.
"Sort of." "You scared?" asked Tavas. "What? You're trembling. Your breathing's a little off."
Callie held out her hand and watched her fingers shake. She took a breath, made a point of letting it out slow and steady, like willing away pre-recital jitters.
"I hadn't really thought about it until now. I think I've been too freaked out to actually get scared."
The doctor nodded.
"Let me take a look at you."
Callie unzipped her jumpsuit and pulled her arm free. The inside stitching could have been coarse sandpaper dragging across her wrist.
"You've got some bruises," said Tavas.
"Do I?"
She twisted her head to look at the red lines. She didn't remember any of the zombies grabbing her that hard, but she had crashed into a few walls.
"This is all from the breach?"
"Sort of,"
Callie said, and then made a point of closing her mouth tight. The doctor wiped the wounds clean. The antiseptic bit at Callie's wrist with dozens of tiny teeth. Bubbles formed and vanished along the edge of the torn skin. Tavas leaned in closely and studied the scrapes, peering intently through her glasses. Then she pulled a can off the counter, shook it 4 times, and sprayed a snow-white bandage across Callie's wrist. She waved her hand over it, let the wet spots dry, then sprayed on a 2nd coat.
"Don't pick at that. It'll flake off in a couple of days."
"Thanks."
Callie flexed the hand twice, reached for her sleeve.
"Hang on."
The doctor held up an old model digital syringe.
"Let's get a sample for that blood work."
"Right. Sorry."
"Make a fist. This'll pinch."
She pressed the syringe against Callie's arm. The pinch felt like a stab. The sky blue cylinder beeped twice, and Tavas lifted it away. It let out 3 low hums, and she tilted it to study the small readout.
"Is there anything I should know about? Flu? STDs?"
Callie shook her head.
"Not that I know of. I think I'm clean." "Had all your boosters before you came up here?"
She nodded.
"5 weeks ago? Maybe 6 at this point?" Tavis pushed off and her stool rolled over to the counter. She dropped the syringe into a socket and half-glanced back at Callie.
Any idea what you might have been exposed to? Viral? Bacterial? Poison?
Her gaze lingered on the jumpsuit's patches.
Necrotic? I think we're just trying to cover all the bases.
The doctor made a few quick swipes on the screen, then ran her finger down one column. The digital syringe buzzed three more times. The display changed.
You're clean, she said. I ran every test I could. You're disgustingly healthy. Nothing? Nothing.
Good, said Jake from the door. They'll want to know that.
Callie nodded, slipped her arm back into the sleeve.
Where is everyone?
They're in Gordon's office. He's going to make a full announcement, but he wants everyone who knows the full story with him.
And what is the full story?
Tavis stood up and pushed the stool into the corner with her foot.
My last patient said a few people had some kind of episode and attacked tourists, but I wasn't called about it.
Jake twisted his lip and tugged at the brim of his cap.
It's probably better if you hear it from Gordon or the mayor.
He headed back out to the small waiting room. Tavis watched him go.
How bad is this?
Pretty bad,
Callie answered, zipping up her jumpsuit. She followed after Jake, then stopped to look back at the doctor.
Until they make the announcement, just stay inside. Keep the door locked. Not really how it works in my position. Just trust me. Stay inside. Don't let anyone in if they're acting strange, especially if they look really hurt or injured. Most people act strange when they get hurt, not like this.